Hi, my name is Zakaran, and welcome to another one of my outrageously amazing, insanely enlightening master keys of creation. But how to be the unlimited master of creation that you truly are to easily create and attract the joy, well-being, abundance, and freedom you desire, and literally make all your dreams come true. You'll find tons of more self-empowering goodies to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality at my website at zakaran.com. And of course, there's tons of more supportive videos and podcasts on my YouTube channel and my podcast channel entitled The Master Keys of Creation. All right, here we go. Love to love, not to be loved. Unconditional love, the key to ultimate joy and liberation. All right, so here we go. In regards to lovers, friends, family members, most people spend most of their energy and focus upon receiving love and trying to act certain ways to maintain love flowing to them from others. They are constantly monitoring, engaging what would be the most optimal actions to take to make sure that love and approval and admiration and affection and success keeps coming their way. But as we all know, trying to please every one of your friends, lovers, and family members, as well as bosses, coworkers, etc., is a lot of work because they all want different things from us and they all have different desires and perceptions of what is right. And basically, they don't really give a shit about us. They just want us to do things to make them happy. And of course, when we are focused on the optimal actions to please others, these actions are often at the expense of our own joy. Again, other people want to be happy themselves. They just want us to act certain ways so that they can be happy. In other words, what makes you happy doesn't necessarily make me happy. And what makes the same person happy today may not work tomorrow because they want something different tomorrow. So you got to be constantly morphing and be Sherlock Holmes to figure out the clues of the best way to try and keep everyone happy. And people spend their entire lives trying to be master sleuths to figure out how to keep everyone happy so that they can continue to maintain love, affection, approval, admiration, etc. from others. But of course, again, at the expense of their own happiness. We do this for many reasons. Number one, it feels good to be the positive object of someone else's attention. And number two, it feels good to receive affection and physical and sensual and sexual stimulation and attention. And number three, it feels safe and secure and makes us feel worthy and accepted, and it boosts our self-esteem if people love us and like us and want to be with us and want to make love to us. And the alternative of being rejected and unloved and disliked, etc., will, of course, feel utterly terrible. Or simply put, it feels good to be loved and it feels terrible to be unloved. So we will basically do anything to try and maintain love and approval from others because the alternative feels terrible. And our Neanderthal brain reminds us that the unwanted, unloved person gets cast out of the cave and gets eaten by the saber-toothed tigers. But here's the kicker. We think we can control the love and affection coming to us from others. And with some people, our strategies are somewhat successful if we play our cards right. But for others, no matter what we seem to do, we can't seem to please that person enough to receive their love, affection, and approval. That's because, wait for it, we don't actually have any control over other people at all. If we did, then that person you are hot for would immediately like you just because you want them to. And everyone would love you even though they may disapprove of your lifestyle choices. You can't control other people and love and affection no matter how amazing you are because there is no such thing as assertion whereby you can somehow assert your goodness upon someone to love you. Just like you can't assert your badness upon someone to affect them in a negative way. And you similarly have no control over how people perceive you. You may be great at determining what people want and then giving it to them, but it's their choice to take what you have to give or reject it. And you have, I'm sure, already seen people reject your wonderful gifts and loving intentions, even though, in your mind, it was the best gift or the best love ever given to anyone in all of history. You have no control over how others perceive reality. No matter how many hoops you jump through, and no matter how amazing you are, people are going to see you through their own filters and perceptions, no matter what amazing things you do. And similarly, you have no control over how other people feel. You cannot control other people's realities or their perceptions or how they feel. That should be obvious by now, because you can do and say all the perfect things and still get rejected. That's because they're not seeing who and what you truly are. They're only seeing what and who you represent to them in their movie, based on their perceptions and beliefs and desires, etc. And in this movie, in their movie, you may have cast yourself as the perfect lover, but in their eyes, in their movie, they may be perceiving you as the perfect villain. So to put it all very simply, you cannot create for another person, and you cannot feel for another person, and you cannot create anything or act any certain way or do anything that is somehow going to create goodness or badness for anyone, because there is no such thing as assertion. There is only attraction. Everyone creates their own realities, and your part in their play has nothing to do with who and what you truly are. But if you are in their play and they are in yours, then you have cast each other in some sort of role, and you might be happy to play that role or not, if it feels good to do so, and if it feels good not to do so. Or to put it in the terms of the law of attraction, you attracted each other based on your desires, beliefs, and perceptions. And if someone loves you or hates you or wants you or rejects you, either way, you attracted that situation based upon your thinking, your desires, your beliefs, and perceptions. And vice versa, if you love, hate, desire, or reject someone else, again, you attracted each other based upon your thinking, desires, beliefs, and perceptions. So, to wrap that portion up in a nice, tidy little package, you have zero control over others, and others have zero control over you. It is no other people's job to change so that you can be happy, and it's not your job to change to keep other people happy. It is each of our own responsibility to please ourselves. And when you understand that and start living with that freedom that comes with that, it takes all of the pressure off of you and releases you from the prison of codependence, and it releases all of the pressure you have placed it upon others and upon yourself. And now you can enjoy this sweet relief of minding your own business, and you no longer have to judge others for being different from you. It is impossible to please others because they must please themselves. They must decide that they want to be happy and choose joy regardless of what you're doing or you're not doing, because regardless of your good intentions and desires for other people's happiness, you cannot assert your goodness upon others. We can influence others with our goodness and to have a happy response, but that's as far as our influence goes upon other people. And it's impossible for others to actually please you, because you must please yourself, and they cannot assert goodness upon you. You're just reacting to their good things, to their good feelings, to their good expressions about you and for you, etc., and feeling good about that. And similarly, we cannot assert badness upon each other either. So this notion of being victims to each other's actions is complete and utter poppycock. Okay, so we have established that we have no control over each other positively or negatively, because we each create our own realities. So now what? What's the optimal strategy to have happy, healthy, fun, exciting, delicious, juicy relationships and to basically feel good all the time and to healthily deal with the countless issues that arise with our many relationships. Because even though we can't control each other, it is still lovely and delicious and fun to love and be loved by others. So, step one in our healthy relationship strategy plan is to release our desire to control love and affection coming to us by realizing that the only control we actually have is giving love, not receiving it. Our only creative control that we have is our own thoughts and feelings and how we decide to perceive others, positively or negatively. You can control how you feel about another person based on how you think about them, by appreciating them and enjoying, desiring them and loving them, regardless if they appreciate and love you in return. Or simply put, you have direct control over your love and appreciation of others and feeling good because you're basically thinking good thoughts about other people. But you have no control over whether or not other people like you, love you, and appreciate you or not. You can influence how other people feel about you with your gifts and positive attention upon them, but you have no direct control over their love and appreciation and affection. But of course, we all naturally have desires to be loved, even though we can't control the sending of that love to us from others. We want to give love and receive love because it's fun and delicious to do both. Now, we have no direct control over others, but we do have complete attraction control. I emphasize attraction control in a more general way. In other words, you can't control love and affection coming from Jane or Joe, but you have control over the love and affection you attract in general from whatever and whoever is a vibrational match to your desires. Because Jane and Joe might not be a vibrational match, even though you still desire them because it feels good to desire them. And that is the key to understanding how and where to place your attention and focus in order to feel good. Because it feels good to love anything or anyone. It feels good to desire anything or anyone, whether they know you exist or not. Case in point, people love and adore celebrities and rock stars because it feels good to appreciate anyone or anything, even though they do not even know you exist. But you don't feel bad that they don't love you back because you know they don't know you. But someone we love or appreciate or desire that does know us, well, we feel bad if they don't love and appreciate and desire us in return. But that only feels bad because we think about it. We start thinking limited, oriented, bad-feeling thoughts such as, I'm not good enough, or I'm not sexy enough, or I'm not cool enough. How come they don't like me? How come they don't love me? Or we think angry thoughts, you know, about them. That bitch, that bastard, what is the matter with them? What's their freaking problem? Or what's my problem? Oh, why don't they love me? Especially if they seemed interested in us, maybe initially. Maybe they even went out with us. Maybe we were even friends initially, but now we get the cold shoulder treatment. So the key to always understand is that all you really want is to feel good. And it never feels good to think about what you don't like and don't want, or a lack of what you do want. And it will always feel good to think about anyone or anything that you desire in a positive, abundant way. So in regards to someone or something that you desire, you think about them or it in completely positive ways. And think about an abundance of that lover or that thing, not a lack of that lover or thing, and you will feel good, guaranteed. Think about loving, not whether or not they love you or not. Just love. Don't think about whether love is coming to you or not. Just love. If you desire someone, but they don't give you the time of day, don't think about the fact that they are basically not interested in you. Just love them anyway. Think good, positive thoughts about them. Give them the benefit of the doubt. Just think about how much you like, love, and appreciate them. Think about all the little things about them that are nice. Just think about the things about them that are easy to like, love, and appreciate, and don't think about the things that are not easy to like, love, and appreciate. So to reiterate, this master key to feeling good in this situation is to understand that all you ever want is to feel good, and it always feels good to like, love, and appreciate anything or anyone, regardless of how they feel about you. And it always feels bad to think about a lack of your desire rather than the loving fullness of your desire. For instance, whether someone loves you or not, it will always feel good to focus on loving them and to focus on what about them is easy to love. And it will always feel bad to imagine the countless reasons why they aren't loving you back. So just don't do that. The general rule with all desires is think only about an abundance of your delicious, joyful, fun desires, and do not think about a lack of your desires. Think only about all of the positive aspects of your desires and pay no attention to any of their negative character traits or anything else that you don't like, such as them not showering you with love and affection. So your basic strategy to feel good all the time is think about what you want. Think about what you want, not about what you don't want. Even though what you want isn't physically here yet. You got to become a vibrational match to an abundance of your desire, not a vibrational match to a lack of your desire if you want to manifest your desire into your physical reality and if you want to feel good. You got to become a vibrational match to what you like, love, and appreciate and want instead of being a vibrational match to what you don't like, don't love, and don't want. If your desire is a lover, then enjoy desiring this potential lover and all of the yummy things that you would do together without thinking about the physical fact that those things aren't happening yet. Or limited bad feeling thoughts of rejection. Don't do it. Enjoy your delicious, joyful feelings of loving and appreciating them and all of their amazing, beautiful qualities without thinking about whether or not they are physically in front of you or not having dinner with you and not in your bed and not thinking that you are not physically being loved right now by them. You certainly can enjoy the delicious, joyful, good-feeling thoughts of them loving and appreciating you and wanting to be with you and enjoying the delicious feelings of them loving you, etc., but just leave out physical reality facts out of your thinking process. You certainly can enjoy desiring being loved, but just focus on the delicious desire of being loved and the delicious feelings of being loved and doing lots of fun things with your lover or friend, etc., but not focusing on that not physically being here yet. In other words, be an unconditional desirer who enjoys the delicious, ecstatic, fun process of desiring anything that you want and feeling good just from that desire, without the need for a physical condition of that desire to be here now. Enjoy thinking about, imagining, and feeling an abundance of your desire, even though there is no physical evidence of your desire. Not yet, anyway. Become an unconditional desirer and an unconditional lover who loves and enjoys your desires without the need for physical, factual conditions to be here in physical reality so that you can feel good. In other words, focus on non-physical desire and vibrational reality and feeling reality and feeling good regardless of physical reality. You got to make Feeling good, your number one priority in life, because you have no control over physical reality in a direct action-oriented, physically-oriented way. And in a controlling way. You have control over reality from a feeling way, from a thinking way, which creates vibrations, which creates feelings. Your feelings are a gauge of how you're thinking. If you're thinking good, positively oriented ways, you're going to feel good. And that's a gauge that you're thinking correctly. The only way to control physical reality is to first control vibrational reality. And you do that by controlling your thoughts, or better said, choosing positive oriented good feeling thoughts. And when you are a vibrational match to your desire, because all you do is think positive, good feeling oriented thoughts about your desires, then your desires must come to you. I guarantee you will attract them. That's how the law of attraction works, because they are a vibrational match to you, because the law of attraction is always doing its job lining up vibrational matches. That's what the law of attraction does. It lines up vibrational matches. That's how you create physical reality, not with physical control, but with vibrational control, or thought control, or mind control. And in regards to a specific desire, whether that desire is a specific person or thing, well, it doesn't matter. The question you may then ask is, will that specific person or thing come to me now that all I think about them is delicious, positive desires? Well, as far as the things go, yes, or maybe an even better thing. But as far as the person goes, the specific person that you desire, because they have their own desires, beliefs, and perceptions, maybe, maybe not. Just depends on how they're vibrating and you're vibrating. If not, then they're not a vibrational match to you. That's just the basic fact of the matter. And someone better will then come along instead, who is a vibrational match to you. But whether or not your desirous lover, friend, or object is here yet or not, it does not matter. And that is the real point, because you're enjoying every step of your joyful adventure, of your journey of creation. And if your desires aren't here yet physically, then you're not at the top of the vibrational match mountain yet. You're still sorting. You're still clarifying. You're still getting clarity about what you want, and getting clarity vibrationally about how and who and what you're vibrating. So just keep walking up to the top of the mountain and enjoy the view along the way. Enjoy desiring your way every step to the top. And remember that the adventure of creation never, ever ends. And as soon as you physically manifest each desire, as soon as you get to the top of the mountain, no matter how big or small that desire is, once you have manifested it, once you get to the top, you will be, you know, you'll have another desire, and another one, and another one. There's another mountain to climb, and another mountain to climb. And another desire to have, and another delicious desire to enjoy the adventure of creating into physical reality. And every new desire and every new manifestation inspires more desires for more and better and better and better things in your life. Because the purpose of life is joy. And so, of course, you always want to attract more fun things and more fun things and more fun things. And no matter how amazing your life gets and how amazing your relationships can be, everything in your life can always get better and better and better, and you will always desire it to get better and better and better, because you are an eternal creator. And again, the purpose of life is joy. You're here on this planet for the joyful adventure. You're on this planet to feel good for no other reason. And you will go on desiring more and better forever and ever and ever and ever because of that. And you will always live happily ever after and ever after because of that. Because you are essential essence is joy. So, I hope you have enjoyed my vodcast, Love to Love, Not to Be Loved. And you just keep that focus in your day-to-day life. Love to love, not to be loved, so that you can experience the liberation and the joy and the fulfillment from not imposing demands upon others to love you, so that you can be happy, which frees yourself from needing to perform for everyone else to make them happy, so that you can experience the ultimate in self-empowerment, which is to become an unconditional lover, where you love regardless of external conditions. And regardless of what anybody else is doing, where you love like your source does, your own true source self does, which is completely unconditionally, non-judgmentally, because source loves everyone, whether anyone loves source in return, and regardless of the goodness or badness anyone does. Or to use your old terminology, God is an unconditional God. You are God, you are that God, you are that source, and you love unconditionally. That's your natural state of being. There's no such thing as judgment. Who you truly are as source never ever judges anyone for any reason. So your job, you so. Dun 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 dun. Your job, Jim. Dun dun dun. Should you accept this mission? Dun dun dun. Is to love everyone, no matter if they love you or not, and no matter how much of an ignorant, judgmental bigot they may be, or how evil they may appear to be. Your job is to just love, 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 and love some more, and love some more, and love some more, and find more ways to love, and find more things about to love, like, and appreciate, and focus on anything and everyone that's easy to love. And pay no attention to anything or anyone that is difficult to love. Da-da-da, da-da-da. And just love, love, love forever and ever 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 and ever. No. This podcast will self-destruct in 60 seconds. And of course, Jim, now that you, or Jimette, now that you have accepted this mission, we of course will always love you unconditionally. And never disavow your existence. So I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Please share with your friends if you enjoyed it. And I know you did because it was freaking amazing. Please share it with your friends and bless them with these amazing teachings. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and podcast channel, The Master Keys of Creation. Come visit me at zakiron.com for tons of more self-empowering, quantumly supportive goodies to empower you to easily create the happiness, health, wealth, abundance, and freedom you desire. My name is Kyron, and I help success and joy-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. Thanks again for watching my video or listening to my podcast, and I wish you immense joy and abundance on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And of course, always remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!